Listen to the conversation and choose the best answer to each of the following questions you hear. Mrs. Hampton, we've got trouble in the press room this morning.
Oh dear, what about?
One of the press operators arrived an hour and a half late.
But that's a straightforward affair. He will simply lose part of his pay. That's why we have a clock-in system.
But the point is, the man was clocked in at 8 o'clock. We have John standing by the time clock, and he swears he saw nothing irregular.
Is John reliable?
Yes, he is. That's why we chose him for the job.
Have you spoken to the man who was late?
Not yet. I thought I'd have a word with you first. He's a difficult man, and I think there's been some trouble on the shop floor. I've got a feeling that trade union representative is behind this. The manager told me that Jack Green's been very active around the shop the last few days.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I was wondering if you'd see Smith, the man who was late, because you are so much better at handling things like this.
Oh, all right. I'll see him. I must say, I agree with you about there being bad feelings in the works. I've had the idea for some time that Jack Green's been busy stirring things up in connection with the latest wage claim. He's always trying to make trouble. Well, I'll get the manager to send Smith up here.
Questions. 1. What will happen to the press operator who was late for the work according to the woman?
2. What does the man say about John who stands by the time clock?
3. Has the woman talked to the man who was late?
4. Why does the man suggest the woman see the worker who was late?
5. What does the woman say about Jack Green?